Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 4th of July 1971. The title is The Easy Method of Remembrance. In which stage have all of you sitting here stabilized yourselves? What stage would you call your stage of remembrance at the present time? Do you have double remembrance in this stage or single remembrance? Would you call the stage of the present time the stage of being karmatit or the stage of having the consciousness of being an angel? Those who think that this stage is anything other than the avyakt stage, raise your hand. Are you able to perform an action whilst stabilizing yourself in such an avyakt stage throughout the day? The children answered, no. Baba continued, what you are writing now is also performing actions, is it not? So, are you not able to have such a stage whilst performing an action? The children said, at present, we are sitting personally in front of you, Baba. Baba continued, if you constantly think that Baba is with you, that is, he is personally with you face to face, then you would constantly have this stage. Those people pay special attention when they go into such an atmosphere, and then that attention becomes the method for their safety. In the same way, no matter what ordinary action you may be performing, you must pay attention to creating an avyakt stage every now and again. And whenever you perform any task, if you constantly consider Bap Dada to be your companion and then do that task, what would your stage be? Firstly, you will easily be able to maintain your consciousness. Just as by considering Baba to be personally in front of you, you are easily able to stay in remembrance. In the same way, if you constantly move along considering Baba to be your companion whilst performing every action, then that is easy remembrance, is it not? Those who constantly remain together because of that company automatically have remembrance of each other. So, by being such companions or by giving the intellect the company of the truth, there constantly has to be the company of the truth. You are those who stay in the company of the truth. You are in the company of the truth at every second whilst performing every action, are you not? If you constantly keep yourself in the company of the truth, there is easy remembrance, is there not? And because you have powerful company, you will have double the force in every task. Because of having double the force, the task that you considered to be difficult because of your stage will become easy. Because there is double the force, instead of accomplishing just one task, you can accomplish double the tasks in that same time. One is easy remembrance, second is success, and the third is zeal and enthusiasm in every action and the attainment of cooperation. This is why you must constantly stay in the company of the truth. When people come to you, you tell them the discipline of constantly staying in the company of the truth. So, you must also constantly have this practice. Then, the remembrance that you find difficult and that all the thoughts you have of how you have remembrance and where to focus your mind will finish. You will easily attain success in all your actions. In this, whether you have the company of the corporeal form or the company of the incorporeal form, there has to be the company of the truth. You have the relationship of the corporeal form eternally through the entire kalpa. So, you should either have the corporeal or incorporeal consciousness, that is, remembrance, but you must definitely have remembrance. The intellect must not have the company of anyone except Bap Dada. In order to become angels, your relationship with the Father must be very strong. If your relationship is strong, you become angels. Now, you simply have to put your relationships right. If you have all relationships with one, you are easily and constantly an angel. What else is there when the intellect can be drawn? Is there anything else that remains? Have you blocked all relationships and all paths or not? The government also puts up a sign saying, "This road is blocked." If the road is open, the intellect runs there. Now that all your relationships are finished and the paths are blocked, where else can the intellect go? If there is one path and one relationship, then you become angels. Check which path or which relationship is not yet fully blocked. If it is even slightly open, people try to pass through there. If it is completely closed, they cannot go there. If there is even a hole, they may touch it but pass through there. Here also, if the road is even slightly open, the intellect goes there. Since you give many easy yuktis again and again on how to close the path, how will you now block it? You hear them in the Murli every day also. Do you remember them? Which yukti do you have that will bring back your consciousness from the stage of forgetfulness? There is only one image through which you remember Bap Dada and the inheritance. If you constantly keep this image in front of you, all other parts will be blocked. Whatever pictures or literature you have printed, you put this block in it. If this block is applied to the intellect, all other roads are blocked. This is an easy yukti. And you have also been given a sign. You hear this in the Murli every day. There is no Murli in which there isn't this yukti. This is very easy. If you tell little children to keep this image constantly in their consciousness, even they are able to do it. Although you put on a badge, you have to become the embodiment of remembrance in your intellect. All the different types of consciousness are included in this one image. The essence of the entire knowledge is merged in this one image. You have attained this through the knowledge of the Creator and the creation, have you not? The more you adopt these yuktis, the easier your effort will become. Do not become confused. What is remembrance? What should we remember? I don't know if this is remembrance or not. You purposely get yourself confused. What is remembrance? the remembrance of the father, whether it is Baba's remembrance through his actions or whether it is Baba's remembrance through his virtues, it is still remembrance. Whether it is the remembrance of his form, his name, his virtues, or his task, it is still the remembrance of one. You people make it very difficult. Whilst you say that remembrance is difficult, there is no force in that. Instead, you just remain in the course. So, make that easy. What else is there apart from Baba? Since you have considered Baba to be the one you love in every relationship in a practical way, do you need to create a plan to remember him? Sometimes you make an easy thing difficult. And in other cases, the path is still open and therefore the intellect has to make effort again and again to bring itself back. You get tired in this. Your head becomes heavy. You consider it to be difficult and so put yourself in difficulty. So the easy method is to first close all these roads. Just as the government announces it is to close something, so you also have the order from Bap Dada that you must first close all the roads and then you will be liberated from all the difficulties. Everything will become easy and then it will become natural. Is it difficult or is it easy to maintain this attention? It is not difficult, but you make it difficult. If you continue to keep paying attention to this from time to time, you would not find it difficult. You have been careless and therefore you now find it difficult. Whatever you are taught in your childhood easily stays in your consciousness. The older you grow, the more difficult it becomes to bring something back into your consciousness. Here also, those who have had the practice of paying attention to this from childhood, even today, have a natural chart of remembrance. Those who have been careless in paying attention to this from the beginning will now find it difficult. Now, let the past be the past and consider yourself to be a child in the company of the Father. By considering this, you will be able to keep the life of your childhood in your consciousness. The more you keep this in your consciousness, the more help you will receive. And then, the difficult tasks will become easy. From this moment onwards, do not allow yourself to be separated from the Father for even 1 second. Always think that you have Baba's company and that your hand is in Baba's hand. If the hand of a young child is in the hands of an elder person, the stage of the child remains carefree and free from any worry. Therefore, you should always think that Bap Dada is with you and that your hand in this alaukik life is in his hand, that is, your life is in his hands. It is then his responsibility. You should give all the burdens to Baba and make yourself light. If you do not have any burdens, would you find anything difficult? The method to remove the burden and to make that which is difficult easy is to hold on to Baba's hand and to keep Baba as your companion. This is easy, is it not? Then, whether Baba enters your consciousness or whether Dada, that is Brahma Baba, enters your consciousness, you will have the consciousness of Baba. The consciousness of Dada will be there, and together with the consciousness of Dada, there will also be the consciousness of Baba. They cannot be separated. Even if you develop love for the corporeal form, at least your intellect will move away from all others. It is not a little thing to have love for the corporeal form. Even love for the corporeal form enables you to move your intellect away from the love and relationships of everyone else. So, at least it is a method to break away from everyone else and forge a relationship with the One. Through the corporeal form, you will remember the incorporeal One. You only develop love for the corporeal form when both Bap and Dada came together. If Bap and Dada had not been combined, you would not have had so much love for the corporeal form. Just as Bap and Dada are combined, in the same way, your remembrance will also be combined. Do not ever think that it is difficult. Become easy yogis. You have been difficult yogis from the Copper Age onwards. Cut away the Hatha yogis from this category. But then, if you yourselves have not become easy yogis, and you are called difficult yogis, then it becomes one and the same thing. You have to become easy yogis. Accurate remembrance is to constantly be an easy yogi and to make your stage powerful every now and again. You are on the stage, and so, from time to time, fill yourself with the force of attention to making the stage of your remembrance powerful. The stage of descent has now finished. Or, are you still in that stage? You have now come into the stage of ascent, have you not? Just think about the timetable of one day. There will either be remembrance of the corporeal form or remembrance of the incorporeal form. The activities are also activities of the yajna. The yajna has been created by the father of the yajna. So, when you speak of the activities of the yajna, there will be the remembrance of the father, will there not? Whenever you are carrying out any activities, always think that you are on godly service and doing the business of the yajna. One is to stay directly in the stage of destroying your sins and to destroy your sins with full force. And the second is, the more you keep your intellect busy in pure thoughts and churning, the power that accumulates through that will gradually finish those sins. When you fill the intellect with this, whatever it was in the intellect previously will automatically be removed. One is to empty something first and then to fill it with something else. And the second is to remove something by filling it with something else. If you do not have the courage to empty something, the previous contents can automatically be removed by filling it with something else. The stage will be created automatically. On the one hand, you will be filling it with something, and on the other hand, it is being emptied. Then, the stage you wish to have will become natural. You will have that stage whenever you wish. If you do not have the stage of emptying something with full force, there is also another method. Continue to fill it and the other will automatically continue to be removed. Have the consciousness that it is now the stage of ascent. If all paths are closed, the intellect will not go anywhere. There are marks received through carrying out the business of the yajna, that when you have to carry out the business of the yajna or do service through words, you should have the aim that you are doing godly service, that is, service of the yajna. Then you will automatically remember the creator of the yajna. Whenever you carry out any task, just think about who the backbone is that made you an instrument to carry out that task. Even though you are the instrument, who is the backbone? Can you stay in your body without your backbone? Without the backbone, you cannot attain success in any task. Whenever you carry out any task, just think of yourself as an instrument and the one who is inspiring you to carry it out. On the path of bhakti, you used to use the word karan karavanhar, but you then used it with a different meaning. However, whatever actions you are performing at the present time, Baba is karan karavanhar in that, is he not? Baba is the one who is inspiring you, and you are the instrument to carry it out. If you perform actions with this consciousness, is that not easy remembrance? Is that not constant remembrance? Then, even if you come down whilst joking, you will experience it as though you are an actor on stage. He just thinks that he played the part of making others laugh for their benefit. He experiences himself to be on his stage. One moment, he plays one part and the next moment, another part. He experiences it to be a game. It is as though he is playing a part just as an observer. So that is being an easy yogi, is it not? Make remembrance easy. When this course of remembrance becomes easy, then when you give the course to anyone, you will also definitely fill that one with the force of remembrance. By just giving the course, subjects are created. But with force, anyone can come into a close relationship. There will be the experience of being loving and detached. So, all of you are easy yogis. Do not use force. You have seen many difficulties over the 63 births. And so, if you still remain in difficulty in this birth of making easy effort, then when will you experience it to be easy and natural? This is called easy yoga, is it not? This is not difficult yoga. This easy yoga will enable you to rule there easily. There will not be any difficulties there. You will take the sanskars from here with yourself there. If you have the sanskars of difficulty even until the end, how will you rule there easily? The images of the deities definitely show them as being easy-natured. They portray this special virtue. There is easiness in their features, which you also call being innocent. To the extent that someone is an easy effort maker, accordingly, he will be simple in his thoughts, simple in his words, and simple in his actions. Such a soul is called an angel. Acha Om Shanti.